Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Well, it is another edition here of WFAN Daily as we get your week started or finished and then started, I guess. We'll start with the Rangers, 4 o'clock start. What a weird start time on a Sunday evening, but it was fun. I'll tell you, man, we know this Rangers team is good, but all the hype that you heard, plus the odds makers talking about the Hurricanes, I mean, give me a break. The Rangers have been disrespected, and it doesn't make sense to me why. The Rangers took this team out a couple of years ago in the postseason. I know the Canes are different now. Obviously, the Rangers are too. I think the Rangers are better, as a matter of fact. But like, the Rangers have home ice. They had more points. They won the division. They obviously won the President's Cup, President's Trophy. Why would the Canes be favored? And then you watch them play, and I know it was a close game, and you know the Canes made a late threat, but I never really felt threatened. I have more confidence in this Rangers team. Now, maybe it's blind. Who knows? Maybe it'll come back to bite me. But I have more confidence in this Rangers team than I have had in any Ranger team that I could remember. So you probably have to go back to, you know, the 94 team 30 years ago. Everybody drawing the parallels. Last time they won 5 straight postseason games. Yeah, 94. I mean, it has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? But I just feel good about this team. Now, I'm not saying that would be the case against Florida. I think if the Rangers do get past Carolina and they happen to face the Panthers, be maybe a little bit of a different story. But against the Canes, I never felt worried. And at least in this game, Rangers get out to the early lead. You know, Zibanejad right out of the gate. By the way, Mika, dude, shoot the puck. Like, I know he had a great game. You're on the doorstep. And I was watching this game with my nephew, who's a hockey player. And I'm like, look, I understand for making the pass, right? You don't want to be a hog. You don't want to be, you know, shooting the puck all the time. You want to get your teammates involved. But generally, you pass to create a better scoring opportunity elsewhere. Mika is in front of the net looking to bury one for a hat trick. He's going to pass it back. Oh, my God. That drove me nuts. Anyway, Mika was terrific. The Rangers special teams, which is the key. I mean, it always comes down to two things. For me, I've been saying this since 94 because I was taught it back then when I saw the Rangers have the ultimate success with it. Special teams, goaltending. Obviously, it takes a little bit more than that. But in the postseason, those are the biggest keys. And what do we hear about this matchup? Well, Carolina has excellent special teams. Matter of fact, better than the Rangers. Well, in game one, the Rangers were 2-for-2 on their power play against that great Canes PK. How were the Canes against the Rangers when they were on the power play? 0-for-5. That's the difference. And then you throw in, of course, Igor, who, when he's on, there's nobody better. And I know that, you know, Anderson's been good for Carolina, coming back healthy, going through some things. The Canes are a very, very good hockey team. And by the way, one of the main reasons why I wasn't as scared as the Canes, like 2 years ago, that was hell. 7-game series, hell. I thought the Rangers would win. I just remember feeling that at the time for whatever reason. But it was an absolute battle. One of the reasons why I softened my stance on Carolina, even though I know they're dangerous and were very good in the regular season, the way the Islanders played them. The Islanders, if they were any good, they would have at least won a couple of games in that series. They had them beat. They let them back in. The Rangers won't do that. So I have great confidence in this Rangers team. And in game one, I have no reason to believe otherwise. Now, they got to go out there and finish this. And I do expect this series, you know, you would think it's going to go at least five, right? You know why else I like the Rangers in five in round two? Yeah, 94. Islanders in four, Caps in five. Fast forward 30 years, Caps in four, Canes take them out in five. Anyway, off to a good start here. And it's more about just how the Rangers are playing and everything that they've gone through, the adversity throughout the course of the year, all while maintaining the best record in the league. But Shesterkin was down. He's back up. You had other issues throughout the course of the way, a new coach, you know, different pieces coming and going. The Rangers have handled it all extremely well. And the fact that they were able to sweep away the Caps and not mess around with even a game five in that first round, to me, was telling. And now off to a good start. We should expect the Rangers to do what they're supposed to do. Doesn't mean they're going to win every game, but you expect them to do what they're supposed to do. And the special teams are terrific. You know, Zibanejad, terrific. You name it. I mean, all of them. Trocheck, Panarin, Kreider, like, they've been terrific. And, of course, throw in Shesterkin. Now, something that was not terrific from the weekend.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
The Mets. Although I will say I have one positive, one negative from the weekend with the Mets. And this is what happens. Like, for a 500 team, for people to go nuts about the Mets series in Tampa, like, relax. What'd you expect? All right, so what if they would have won a game? Woo, whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean, Basil? Nothing. It doesn't mean anything. They're going to lose a bunch of games. They're going to win a bunch of games. That's what happens with a team that's going to hover around 500. Bad series didn't go their way. Bleep happens. And the positive from this weekend was Christian Scott. I forgot how good it feels to watch a young, top prospect stud of a pitcher. Matter of fact, the last time I remember feeling like this was probably Matt Harvey. Now you're going back to 2012 at the time. And I know they've had others maybe since with Matt. Yeah, that was fun too. Maybe fast forward a little bit with Matt, Wheeler, Syndergaard, Matt. Okay, that group. But it's been a long time. Even if it's 2015, you're talking about almost 10 years since the Mets have had a pitcher of that elk, of that level to be excited about. You heard about Christian Scott dominating at the minors. Okay, here we go. The Mets being aggressive, not holding him down until everybody's screaming and begging and pleading. Bring him up. No, he's already here. And that's a testament to Cerns, to Cohen, all the organization. Then you watch him, and it's something to be excited about. Christian Scott could be a difference maker for that Mets rotation, not just this year, but for years to come. We know the Mets aren't very good, or at least we assume the Mets aren't very good, meaning that, you know, they're going to be at best a 500 team. Maybe if everything starts clicking and they add a couple of pieces, they could be a playoff team. Ultimately, they're not going to be a very good team. Christian Scott could be a very good pitcher, and that is something the Mets are lacking. And now, all of a sudden, you look at a rotation that we thought was lacking that could have Christian Scott, Kodai Senga coming back, Severino going the way that he was before, you know, the unfortunate outing on Sunday. Like, Mets have some decent pieces in the rotation, not awful anymore, and at least should be fun to keep them in things. So that was the one positive from the weekend. I know Lindor got going too in the offense. I'm not going to talk about that. Scott, to me, is the main positive. The big negative, yeah, Edwin Diaz. It's a problem now. Now it's a problem. I know it's his first blown save since 2022. I mean, look, he's been out for a whole year. But Diaz in 2022, it felt like he didn't blow anything. Now, it's not just the blown save against Tampa, although it comes at a time where they desperately need it. I get that every blown save is going to hurt because it feels like a game you should win, right? You have the game won, hand it over to Diaz, it should be over. But when you're looking to avoid the sweep, you got to be able to close that one out. Certain saves in the regular season mean a little bit more than a Wednesday night when you've won three of four. All right, you blow a save, whatever. When you've now been struggling here and you're about to get swept, you need that win. And Diaz couldn't do the job, but it's also coming on the heels of him giving up a big home run in the Cubs series. It's also about the talk about the dip in velocity. I'm, for the first time in a long time, probably pre-2022, concerned about Edwin Diaz. And if he doesn't have it, then I don't care about Christian Scott, Kodai Senga, Francisco Lindor. If Diaz can't close out ball games, the Mets are screwed. By the way, on that note, we should say quickly, kudos to Clay Holmes, who has been the better closer. I say I don't trust Clay Holmes, and I doubt him a little bit. He's been the better closer so far of the two, and certainly one of the best in baseball. Plays with fire, but he's been terrific so far getting the job done for the Yanks, who, again, you know, take out the Tigers. Not a big deal. Yanks rebound nicely from losing to the Orioles, but still, it's the Tigers that you expect. The Yankees are going to win 90-plus games, maybe a lot more. They're going to win some series. All right, lastly, but most importantly, you know what sucked about this weekend? We had no Knicks basketball. But now we do. Monday starts anew. Round two. And I cannot wait for it. I know it's a little bit more exciting and fun and nostalgic with the Pacers, but it really doesn't matter. It's the Knicks in round two against a team that we all expect them to beat. Meaning that when all said and done, I mean, you want to combine the Rangers in there too, but we're going to have the Knicks and Rangers potentially down to the final four in their respective leagues. And I know that Boston will be a tough challenge, assuming that it is Boston. It'll be Boston and the Cavs who won that game, that seven-game series. Anyway, point is, the Knicks are back officially, and it's been a lot of fun watching them take out the 76ers in the first round. Now we get to do it all again. Round two, game one, Monday night at the world's most famous. When you could line up Rangers game one, Knicks game one, Rangers game two, Knicks game two, four straight days in this city alone. Obviously, the road games will follow. This is a great time to be a sports fan. I missed it terribly. I love this. I love being able to talk about it with you guys every day as we follow through, you know, throughout these series here. The regular season is nice, paints a nice story. The postseason is what it's all about. I don't know how you can not feel great about the Knicks going in this series. And just for perspective, last year going in round two, I did not think the Knicks were going to win that series. I wanted them to, but I knew that the Heat were dangerous with Spo, with Jimmy Butler first and foremost. Just a tough team, and I didn't think the Knicks were ready for that yet. Unfortunately, I was proven right. This time it feels different. I wasn't sure about round one. Round two, I have all the confidence in the world the Knicks are going to get the job done. Just a matter of time, but we're going to enjoy the ride. All right, that does it for this edition of WFAN Daily. Don't forget to download, rate, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Also hit us up, WFANDaily@gmail.com. We'll answer your questions, respond to your comments on an upcoming mailbag episode. All right, enjoy your work week, everybody. It sucks. Sunday's come and gone, but Monday's here and we got Knicks basketball. All right, see you later.